You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Hattage Underground, everybody. This is the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the Villain.
Macho Samson.
And I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. How's y'all weekend?
Fantastic. You see, I'm wearing all white.
I see you wearing all white.
Because I'm feeling godly. Fuck Conor McGregor and everybody who love him.
Villain says that as a Conor McGregor fan, by the way.
I was say when he just repping Conor not too long ago.
No, that's the one thing I can't say about Villain. Villain's not a whole ass fair weather nigga. Villain's pretty consistent with his.
Is he?
He is. I mean, that's the homie.
What you mean, is he?
I want an investigation.
What about you, man?
Pulled up receipts.
Lit.
Said you were still recovering from this weekend, right?
Yeah, I had my friend came out of town. We painted the town.
Painted the town. Hopefully not with the vomit.
No.
Good job.
I didn't vomit.
Good.
I didn't vomit. I was proud of myself. I was like, shit. I could have vomited, but I didn't. So it was good. The fight was excellent.
It was great.
The whole card was great. Yeah, the whole card was great.
I think that's what made the main event so good. It was like all the matches before that you weren't expecting to be anything.
Yeah, I ain't really give a fuck about anything.
But they was all good. It was all lit.
Yep. Had Derek Lewis out there, you know, talking about the big
country one.
Yeah.
That dude just became a superstar.
Yeah. He about to fight for the belt, supposedly.
Why not?
Even though he said he wasn't ready.
UFC don't care.
Dana White don't care.
They kicked Brock Lesnar out and was like, oh, DC versus Derek Lewis for the championship.
Good. Kick that ass nigga out.
They could have gave him one fight in between that.
Nah. Brock Lesnar juiced up and literally destroyed Mark Hunt's perfect fucking rep. So, nah.
Yeah.
Joe Baker got home at this point.
Yeah. Joe Monkey.
Derek Lewis is not ready to fight.
He said he
DC.
Wasn't ready, but you know.
Oh, he's ready. He's coon ready, but he's ready.
He don't get no bail for that. Thank you. Call my man as a coon. Come on.
I mean, it's entertaining.
Cool.
I don't know. My weekend. Cool. Oh my God. I'm just like a trap shit. My weekend was pretty decent, man. Okay, I'm gonna say some choice ad libs for your ass later. My weekend was pretty decent. I actually want to say special shout out to the guests that we had on last week, or at least two of them, Megan and Lena.
Shout out to them.
Give them a round of applause, right? Yeah. I went to I went to Lena, aka Sweat by LMT. I went to her little fitness workshop that she had going on.
Okay.
It was about 10 of us in there.
Got you together.
Beat my whole ass, nigga.
I could tell, like, looking at them, I was like, woo, that was, you about to get a good one.
I know, I got my ass beat, and it was light. It was light. That was the best part about it was, it was a vicious ass beating, and it was light, and my big ass was sitting on the side of the road. After everything was said and done, I had to sit on the bench for a half an hour, gassed.
Mm, it was a workout.
It was a workout. Like, literally, when she says Sweat by LMT, that's official. I left with a shirt, though. I fuck with the shirts. They remind me of, like, the they made it, like, the same quick-drying texture, moisture wick and shit.
Oh,
as
so
like
you
the Under Armour shit.
Oh, okay.
I got one just for showing up. She's gonna have another one this Saturday, presumably at the same spot. I'm gonna make sure that I eat timely instead of right before, because I know that had something to do with it.
What time was it?
It was like at 1:30.
Did you vomit? Did you run to the?
That's why I was trying. That's why, like, near the end, I was like, let me slow the fuck down because I didn't want to throw up.
I mean, because they were like the real deal. So, like, I could tell, like, that's, I was like, in my head, I was like, I'm going to vomit if I take the challenge.
You got to do it, though, man. I just know to just eat hours before instead of an hour before.
Yeah. It's all in the prep, you know, just getting everything together. Yeah.
And then, you know, after I got my ass whooped, ooh, buddy.
Yes. The real ass whooping.
Oh, Danny boy.
The pipes are calling you a bitch. That's what the pipes are calling.
It's about respect, man.
It truly is about respect. And you know something, man? This is the one time Dana White literally could say and do fucking nothing, because there were no extenuating circumstances that Dana White and UFC didn't make worse themselves that could have forestalled this ass whooping.
I was disappointed, Dana.
You talked about this man's family. You talked about this man's country. You talked about this man's religion. And then worse yet, he refused to talk. He was like, I'm going to talk in the ring.
I'm going to save it until I get to beat your ass.
You see this man right here? This man right here has a glass jaw, and he's afraid of getting a smack from me.
This man here is a terrorist. Like, you can't call me a terrorist to my face.
No.
And call me and talk about me being a Muslim and shit.
No, you can't, because he said the same thing. What did he say? Who did he say?
He said
I'm going to fucking blow up all of the favelas. Who was he talking about when he said that shit?
He was talking to one of them Brazilian motherfuckers, I believe.
I'll go down there and I'll clear out the whole damn favela.
See, that's the difference. That's the difference with a crazy Russian and everybody else.
I just knew something was going to go crazy.
Yeah, because like,
they can't be in the same area with drinks.
Yeah. And Irish dangerous motherfuckers and
yeah, but
Russian.
You know, Khabib is Muslim, so he don't drink like that anyway.
No, we ain't talking about
I'm talking about the goons. I'm talking about the killers.
Yeah, one potato get thrown
the dudes
out there.
That didn't get put on the card, the real card in the parking lot.
And amazingly enough, you know, It was a lot of jiggy shit that happened in this fight. I didn't get to see the scoring, but they gave Conor the third round, right?
They gave Conor
that's the first
round he ever lost. But
that's the first round Khabib ever lost. But at the same time, in the very next round, Khabib gave Conor the first. I think it was either that round or the one after. He gave Conor the first knockdown of his whole career.
Yeah,
I like that he went toe to toe with him. He was like, I'll throw hands too. Like, he's like, I get in there. You want to throw hands? I can throw hands.
Oh, when Conor hit him.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't do shit.
He wasn't afraid of
his drop right.
He wasn't afraid of
it. He walked through that shit like the Terminator.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? This is the bossiest fight I've probably seen out of UFC in a long time.
It was the bossiest fight I'd have seen in a minute, because motherfucking that whole 20-minute exchange, Khabib didn't sit down one fucking time.
He was amped.
That shit was crazy. They was putting the ice on his back, and he was just like, no. And my man was like, you need to sit down. He was like, no, I'm not sitting down.
He angry. Like, four rounds of that shit.
He got rounds of pure rage.
Four rounds, and then he jumped out the cage and fought all the rest of the motherfuckers in the crowd.
That shit was incredible, dog.
That shit was great. And then what I don't like is all these motherfuckers online. Oh, you can't hop in the crowd. You need more respect than that. All these motherfuckers that respect Tupac.
But you know what? I'm going to let it rock. I'm going to take my bell back. I'm
going
to take my bell back. You know why? Because Tupac, bitch.
All right. Let me bell that.
Jesus.
Look, you can't be like, oh, Tupac this, Tupac that. He going after everybody. Then the motherfucker literally actually goes after everybody. Literally. Oh, no, you can't do that. That's not fair. You already beat him. Why you got to fight everybody else in the crowd, Khabib? You a whole ass nigga. Tupac, on the other hand, bomb first. Niggas, they ain't do nothing.
Wait, didn't Conor jump in the crowd before?
He did it before. Yeah. To Jose Aldo. He ain't hit nobody.
And I mean, you know, the whole immediate rematch shit is a crock of shit, because
he got destroyed.
Who was it that asked Conor for an immediate rematch and was denied?
But it's like they don't give people rematches when they deserve rematches.
No, they don't. It's all for the hype. And them talking about everything Khabib did after the fight was unprofessional. What the fuck did y'all think was going to happen? Especially after Dana White said, no, I'm not putting the belt on you.
Yeah.
Because it might cause a scene. Motherfucker, he just beat this man's ass in front of the whole motherfucking country. Put that motherfucking strap on that man.
It's going to cause a scene no matter what. Like, it was going to cause a scene if you didn't put the strap on.
You know what?
You
want to know what would have abated and probably dimmed down or dulled the whole it making a scene shit?
What's that?
UFC not using Conor's felonious fucking assault as the promo vid.
Yeah.
See, it's one thing for you to be in a place and throw hands or do something to somebody in self-defense. But when you literally grab a dozen motherfuckers, get on a private plane, fly 5,000 miles over the fucking Atlantic Ocean, show up in a country where you are not a citizen, and then you do something that literally results in the injury of five people and you are not charged with a felony, protections. Yeah. And then when they use your felonious assault video as promo, it's over. There's no fucking time for, oh, well, maybe they taking it too far. No, ain't no too far.
It's no going
back. Ain't no too fucking far. It's been too far.
Yeah. I thought it was fair. When I was watching it, I was like, that was fair.
And Connor attacked him at the fucking weigh-in.
Yeah, he tried to kick his ass. And then it's like,
fuck out of here.
Like, it's not like he was fighting the crowd. He was fighting specific people.
Right. Yep.
That was talking shit.
It wasn't a Ron Artest moment.
Shit to him and stuff. No, it wasn't
Ron Artest. No, it wasn't a Ron Artest moment.
Ron Artest and Jermaine O'Neal.
Yeah, Jermaine O'Neal.
Hit that nigga with the goddamn Falcon punch of legends.
He slid
what Marvel did he slip on? It looked too sweet.
He slid on him like in Bison.
That shit was legendary.
Man, Khabib had the spirit of Zangief, KG Beast. Omega Red.
All the Russians.
Yeah. Black Widow.
Shout out to KG Beast.
All them Russian niggas. He had a spirit bomb with them niggas inside of him. Yeah. And after he tried to rip Connor's head off, he threw that mouthpiece at the motherfucker.
That was great.
I'm coming for y'all.
Nah, when he had that nigga, I think it was the third round, when he had that nigga on his back and was punching him in the face, like, you want to talk?
He gave that nigga an old-fashioned project beatdown.
Truly was, man. Choked that man out, left him in the corner, demoralized.
I hope the whole time they're doing that, they're just like whispering shit in their ear. Like,
he was yelling.
Yeah, he was talking shit to him.
I really wish that I could hear the shit that they talk.
Yeah, he was talking shit to him. I think it was like round two. Yeah.
Round two and three.
While he was on top up. Yeah, while he's had him on the ground. And Connor said, they redid it, and they said, Connor said, it was like, well, it's only business.
Yeah, Connor apologized. He was like,
it's only business.
That's like apologizing.
He's a hothead, hot mess. Like,
apologizing to your parents after the belt is already out. It's too late.
It's like once you getting your ass beat, like, bro, it was almost like, bro, why are you beating my ass so bad? Like, it's only business.
Nah, fuck words. Like,
yeah, get with your ass
words,
beat.
Fuck them words.
This is the point. I don't know if you know how your career works or not, but this is what it's supposed to be based off of.
You didn't have it as business, though. You had it as disrespect to my family,
right?
Disrespect to my friends, calling me out my name.
This man's a snitch. He abandoned his son.
He called his father a coward.
He did. And a terrorist. Don't forget terrorists.
A terrorist. You got
to
pick one.
His father is supposed to be some kind of big shot, but can't get a passport to leave a country.
Is he a terrorist or a coward? You can't really be both, can you? If you're going to blow yourself up in the name of Allah.
I mean, let's just be fair. White men talking shit and fighting has never been good in history. And we've never seen a good white shit talker.
WWE?
Stone Cold.
Was it really the shit talker, or he was just giving niggas the finger?
Stone Cold was dropping some classic gems, my nigga.
I can't
Triple H.
Nah,
I give it to. Nah. I give it to. Steve.
I say nah, because he was more gimmicky.
I give it to. Stone Cold probably the greatest shit talking white man ever.
I think it's close.
Second to Vince. Stone Cold and Vince
in boxing or in UFC history, I haven't heard any good. Like Muhammad Shale Ali Sonnen? Level.
But Chael Sonnen, he was shooting. He ain't an elite fighter, though.
No, he's not an elite fighter.
He almost beat Anderson Silva, and that was it for him. That was the end of his career.
Look, y'all just said talking shit.
Just talking shit. Yeah,
I mean,
about talking
you can
shit.
Be whack and talk shit. Like, that don't really.
I don't think you can be whack and talk shit.
No, I mean, the whacker you are, the better you at talking shit sometimes. Like, you don't got good. Like, it's either one or the other. Like, they're not skilled at both things.
Nah, you got to be good. I can't.
That's why Muhammad Ali was so special. They was like, this nigga's beating people asses and he's talking
good.
Shit.
Yeah, he's good.
It was a combination of both things. Like, if he was just talking shit and he was whack, wouldn't nobody care. If he was great and couldn't talk shit like Joe Louis, wouldn't nobody care.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a point.
Okay, if I had Joe Louis's jabs, I wouldn't talk shit either, dog.
Don't need to.
I'd be knocking motherfuckers the fuck.
But Mike Tyson, once Mike Tyson started talking shit, people was like, oh, this nigga's scary and he might eat my kids.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson's talking all that.
I'm about to say Mike.
At least their ears.
Mike Tyson talking all that crazy, zesty nigga shit. That's like
some voodoo shit he was talking.
He talking that nigga, I'm going to make you, bitch, I'm going to fuck you in the ass and I'm going to make you love me. Like, I don't know if I've ever hated a nigga that much, Mike.
That's scary, though.
Yeah, what'd he say? Imagine, I fuck you too, you love me?
Yeah, and then he said, God is the greatest, Hamdulillah.
Hamdulillah.
Make up your mind, though.
I mean, you can't use both those in the same sentence.
I know. I'm not going
to
check
them. Obviously, y'all don't know no niggas that have went to jail and became I want to keep my booty hole type Muslims. To become I want to keep my booty hole type Muslim is to be a person that is to absolve from pork while on lockdown. You're going to be eating all type of ham, bacon, pepperoni sandwiches on the outside and ain't going to be no more making salad or none of that shit. But while you in here, you're going to have that kufi on. You're going to be tossing that pork chop plate back.
What's more scarier than a nigga that's going to beat your ass than fuck your ass? Like, well, ain't nothing worse than that.
Oh, yeah. You got to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, death is the only way out.
Everybody in that crowd was horrified when Mike Tyson said that. Like,
all top, you gotta kill me.
Like, somebody please shoot him while he's standing there.
It was, when he was saying, that was Iron Mike at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was the worst Mike Tyson.
He threw his kufi at somebody. It was crazy.
Throw away, you know, the rape charge and all that other stuff. He was just a machine. I mean, any
but
dude.
Jail changes you, dog. Like, you gonna arrest him and you're going to lock a savage up and you don't think he's going to turn something better. It's not going to, amongst other savages as well.
Amongst other savages.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Refined savages. Like, prison is like a university for crime.
To specialize, to make you better at whatever you're doing.
Yeah, like you either come out reformed or worse and just able to hide your shit.
You learn something new from yourself, buddy.
Shout out to my nigga George.
That's how that works.
Shout out to Boston George Jung, the nigga that went from a bachelorette in cocaine to the PhD in cocaina.
Cocaina. Hey, Mike Tyson came out like Bane.
From Batman. Imagine Bane talking like Mike Tyson. Would it have been better or worse than Tom Hardy's voice?
That's a good question.
Speaking of Tom Hardy, did y'all see Venom?
No.
No one's seen it.
No.
I've got so many mixed reviews on that movie.
Like, I was just about
I told
to say
you gotta
I'm gonna see it this weekend. If you ruin it for me, I'm cutting your mic
now. No, I've never seen it. I'm just trying to get people's opinions.
No one here has seen it. And villain, you gotta stop going by these goddamn reviews, bro.
I'm going off of people word of mouth on Facebook.
Man, niggas can't be trusted, especially on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. That's how you know the shit ain't shit.
True. Facts. Very true.
Facts. Yeah, but I didn't see it.
But yeah, like everything is like, it's either people be like, oh, I love it, or that movie was the worst movie ever made. I think like a lot of people are just like, they just popcorn people. They be like, oh, I like the movie because it was cool shit happening. And the people that hate it is probably like, that plot was horrible.
Yeah. I niggas are snobs now and it makes no sense to me. I remember when at a certain point, the only way for you to know that a movie was good was to actually watch it.
Yeah.
Cause I've seen shit that would have commercials on TV and be at the theater and be absolute garbage. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the video store, the non-Blockbuster video store.
Oh no.
And, you just renting shit. I done seen some gems off of some shit that I just rented.
Right. Yeah, that was back in the day. Nowadays.
And then, you know.
You're going to look at a movie based off of the score.
Yeah, I was about to say, you got all these whole-ass aggregate counter sites. I just want to let niggas know that your favorite movie of all time, according to Rotten Tomatoes, is probably worse than Precious. Because Precious is sitting at a 94 at Rotten Tomatoes right now, my nigga. Never in fucking life. Never in fucking life. Nigga, how the fuck does this movie, unless you are a connoisseur of black misery, how the fuck does Precious
I was about to say, isn't that about 80%?
80% of the movie.
Of the movie?
And besides, people that hated a movie are more likely to go leave a review than people who actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, the people
that...
Because
they take it personally these days.
It's like Amazon.
It's not like the book was.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to y'all. I
never liked the book. Get over it. Get over it.
That's why it's a movie. I love reading 1- and 2-star Amazon reviews because...
They be pissed.
You got time. If you got a lot of time.
I'll read a lot of reviews. YouTube videos are the funniest comments.
At this point, I don't even watch the videos no more. I'm just going right to the comment section. Yeah. Some videos, depending on what it's about and how many people looked at it, I just mute the video, pause it.
Go right to the comment section. Them 14 and 15 year old kids is some savages.
14 and 15 year old kids or 40 and 50 year old men and women with nothing to fucking do except be on YouTube.
Yeah. Shitty Yelp reviews is really funny, too.
Shitty Yelp reviews is pretty good, too.
But
people that don't like a certain type of cuisine and go there anyway.
You know what's bad about Yelp reviews?
I left for Yelp reviews.
Is that they complain about stuff that the restaurant or whatever has nothing to do with. Like, you're complaining about little stupid things that's not even important.
You mean like this? First of all, before you get too deep into this review, I just want to say that I love this restaurant and I love this type of cuisine.
But I gave it 1 star because there were no spots in the parking lot.
Yep.
Now, get a bigger parking lot.
And then I'll come back and edit my fucking review. You're a cunt, son.
You're a cunt. You know what I didn't like? There was not enough ducks.
Not enough.
They had a whole pond. No ducks.
No ducks. Hashtag more ducks.
1 star.
1.5 stars.
Oh, my God.
My name is Tony.
How motherfucking pretentious. You know, explain.
My ice water didn't have enough ice.
Explain Yelp to a Somalian kid that hadn't eaten in 3 days.
Damn.
How do you do that?
A Yelp for them is a scream.
They're like, this isn't enough flies,
My stomach is yelping.
Fill out this form to tell us if you like the cracker.
They put it on a pigeon and it flies away.
Yeah. Imagine, niggas here in America have no idea the luxuries and amenities that motherfuckers have.
To complain.
Yeah.
Like, them niggas can't even complain out there.
There are more choices of Dorito flavors than other countries have whole accredited universities, my nigga. Jesus.
That's because we've always food drunk.
What the fuck is a food allergy to a nigga that's starving? Nigga, kill me. Kill me.
Shit, I'll eat all the shrimp and die. Happy.
I always said that's the best way to finish off North Korea. Don't even attack. Just drop iPads, cheeseburgers, and rifles, nigga. And the problem will take care of itself.
They'll just say, what you call them? Made them. What's the nigga with the high top fade?
Oh, you talking about the Supreme Leader? You got to fill up them iPads with, and them iPhones with information. That nigga's a clown, B. Just have some niggas from Harlem going in on the Supreme Leader. That nigga a clown, B. Look at his haircut, yo.
It's a care package of niggas with Tim's.
A nigga care package.
He only got 2 Tim's, yo. He ain't even got the wheats.
He ain't even got the wheats. Look at this bum ass nigga, yo.
I body that nigga on the yard, bitch.
What is them, the Euro hikers? That's the broke nigga shit right there.
Oh, God. Euro hikers.
The broke nigga version.
Hey, fuck niggas. Them Euro hikers. I fucked with them Euro hikers.
That nigga got team Jordans. Fuck him.
Oh, God.
I ain't gonna lie.
You was one of those niggas, dog.
I ain't gonna lie. I flame niggas.
You ain't
had the team Jordan.
Dog.
That's terrible.
Because it's like, all right, well, if you're gonna go there, go there.
Go full Jordan.
Yeah, don't go half Jordan.
You better pray that your children don't got club feet.
You gotta go all Jordan.
Yeah, you gotta go all Jordan.
I don't think
you have to.
Hey, I mean,
so were you also one of them niggas that'd be like, nigga, you got on Adidas and Nike at the same, nigga?
At one point, yeah.
Oh, no.
Purpin. That's what it was called. Purpin. Remember that?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we used to clown niggas like that, man. You can't do that.
Nowadays, niggas
got... Stop wearing Fila's and Nikes.
Nowadays, niggas got mismatch contacts on. They don't match shit.
That's because they doing bum wear now. Like, bum wear is in.
I can't even talk shit. My socks don't match right now.
See?
Oh, socks is cool.
Listen, I had an accident. I got puked on today, okay? Yeah, socks. I wasn't planning on that to happen. Yeah. I had a roll with the socks I had.
They threw up on your socks?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because when children want to throw up, their instinct isn't to run towards a trash can or a bathroom or a sink. It's to run directly towards the nearest adult to puke on them.
Try to tell you what's wrong with their body.
And are you talking about a child running?
Oh, every time, like, I'll back away and be like, no, you go that way. fine.
A child will literally, like, a child will literally run past four bathrooms to go throw up on an adult.
I would run away from a kid so fucking fast.
I do.
You guys start throwing shit in their path so they can trip.
I'll run away like Kermit, nigga.
I'm like, I start running towards the trash can, hoping they like take the hint. Nah.
Yes. No.
They never make it.
And then the janitor got to come in with them damn, what's their shit called?
Santa Claus.
That's what it's called. No. It's like them little shavings that you throw on the ground.
Oh, wood chips. Like
that
wood
shit is, that's or the Zorba. Dumbest shit ever.
That's what it's called.
Well, it's to absorb.
Yeah, it's absorb it.
I see a nigga with a bag of wood chips, dog. I think that nigga a farmer. He about to set the school on fire.
He might be about
Groundskeeper Willie.
Yes, that's Groundskeeper Willie.
What season Groundskeeper Willie?
All seasons.
Nah. After they stopped having that nigga Incredible Hulk his shirt off and beat the
fuck
out
he's like, grease me up.
When he fought that wolf, that's the Groundskeeper Willie I'm talking about.
That nigga was feeding the goddamn wolf gin from his fucking hand like a legend.
He was like, you tried.
Don't be mad, you lost.
Hot take. Groundskeeper Willie can beat fucking Conor McGregor in the fight.
I agree
with that. He fought a wolf.
Groundskeeper Willie ain't got a glass chin.
That nigga, Conor ain't good with people that fight animals.
No, he not.
Damn.
Khabib fought bears, nigga.
He did fight a bear.
How you wrestle bears when you a child?
12 years old wrestling a bear. And we were talking about this shit earlier. Hey. Motherfuckers talking about, it was a baby. Bitch, it was a bear. Hey. A bear is a bear. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what Connor's, he's like, look, it was a baby bear.
Okay.
Hey, bears got longer reaches than Connor, so. Okay. Connor always talking about that reach. You can't outreach a bear, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yogi will beat your ass.
Will Yogi beat your ass, dog?
Oh, apparently he got his ass beat by Boo Boo.
I was just about to say that.
Hey, even the nice bears will beat your ass. They still a bear.
Nah. There's some bears. Winnie, they're bears.
So that make Dana Winnie the like the world's worst ranger?
Yes.
This is making sense.
It is. Also, I want to give a special bell to the second nigga in 2 weeks that has assaulted Bill Cosby in prison.
Damn, what they hit him with?
A chicken patty.
Apparently,
he told a bad joke.
He told a joke.
I wanted not to laugh, but I thought about it.
What are you doing telling jokes?
Yeah, what are you? Why are you?
What the fuck? What else is he gonna do? That nigga 80 and can only see out of one eye. What the fuck?
Go sit in your whole ass.
Yeah,
cell,
right. Sit in your cell and knit or some shit. Yeah. Man, don't.
Yeah. See, this is the scumbag.
Stop telling jokes.
This like a chicken patty. I hope it doesn't like aggress up to like some mashed potatoes or something.
Oh, this is the Bill Cosby I've waited for my whole life. The unhinged psychopath Bill. And he said, his motherfucker went off and said that chicken patty was the best meal he's had since he's been in here.
Wow.
Shout out to Bill, man.
So is he just walking up to people and annoying them? Like, you in jail.
Like, he's doing a stand-up? Like, he's doing a stand-up special?
If Netflix don't jump on that shit, they some fucking fools.
Bill Cosby in jail?
Oh, like, Vice.
Bill Cosby around in jail?
That shit would be so lit.
You know, Vice.
I didn't always used to be like this.
I used to see out my left eye. Now I can only see out my right eye.
Okay. That's fucked up.
I'm just waiting for somebody going to go full assault.
On Bill.
I think that's next.
Yeah.
I think it's coming. I think they're gearing up for full assault on Bill. It's going
to
happen.
I'm stick with the mini food fights.
Man, what kind of savage nigga you got to be to take one of those goddamn shiv to the rib cage of America's dad, bro?
Man, somebody want to be famous. Look, there's a guy in there that's probably thinking like, man, I'm in here.
If I take out Bill Cosby.
I'm in here. I'm a lifer. I hate it.
Jesus.
You know, he ate a bad
pudding pop.
Yep. Bad pudding pop. He's one shank away from finishing the job.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it, Bill Cosby.
I know, man. Stay up, Bill.
That's. I just want hilarious stuff to keep happening to him, though.
His whole
life. I keep hearing about it. Who is reporting these things?
What you mean?
Who is like, hey, Bill Cosby?
It's niggas in jail with cell phones and Instagram accounts. What the fuck are you talking about?
I said, nigga, he had a full Netflix account.
Whole Netflix. Nigga, you locked up. How the fuck you get a Netflix account?
That's a good question. They sending pictures to TMZ like Bill Cosby hit with a chicken patty.
Dog, prison niggas got bitches sending them motherfucking Snapchat videos of the pussy and everything in jail.
It was some dudes on Facebook. They had a whole hotline where you can call in.
You talk to
jail niggas. And they had
like deaf niggas.
It was webcam. Yeah, it was all kind of niggas. And it was like, yeah, and chicks was calling in trying to talk to them. Like, what's wrong with y'all yamps? Trying to talk to these fucking jail niggas, throw the draws at them.
I mean, chicks like to get fucked by jail niggas. I
guess at least they can't get pregnant while they're in jail.
Yes, you can. Still get pregnant.
Through the phone?
No, if you show up to a conjugal visit.
No,
you can't.
How conception works?
If you show up to a conjugal visit and fuck somebody, you can get pregnant.
Okay, but you got to get approved for that shit.
Hey, it's steps.
And don't you have to be married?
Nah. Do you have to get married to get conjugal? Can't anybody
I'm
just show up?
I'm pretty positive
you
you got to
get married.
You got to get married.
Okay, you got to get married.
They ain't about to just let you get no. You supposed to be locked up, nigga. Hey.
Right. Like, they ain't supposed to let you have, like,
relationships. Yeah, you put that hooker on down. We'll arrest her when you're done. Like, no, that's not how that works.
You can get
finished serving your life sentence, nigga, after you get too fucking that dime.
If you can get Netflix, you can fuck. I think that's how that works.
Yeah, but see, all that shit is like through whole-ass guards and like the whole illegal shit.
You can figure it out. You can figure it out.
They ain't about to let you get no decent legal pussy. While you serving.
Not unless they going
to
get
They going to get some IG thoughts in the jail. You know what I'm saying?
I can believe it. Bitches flying over to Dubai.
I know Big Meech probably getting some top IG chicks.
Yeah, Netflix and chilling in the bank.
What is it? Is it still called Netflix and Chill if you're in jail?
I think it's called Netflix and Lockup.
Netflix and Jail.
Netflix and Jail. That's horrifying. Well, the library is your Netflix.
Hope you like orange.
Oh. All right. You wildin'.
What else is going on, man? Besides the hellacious weekends that niggas are still recovering from and Conor McGregor getting his whole ass beat.
To talk about Conor McGregor, I think that's a microcosm of what we're living in today.
What you mean?
Like, people are not being held accountable to the shit that they're saying.
Facts.
Like, you can just talk all the shit that you want online, but if a motherfucker come see you, be like, oh, no, you actually want to fight me for real. Like, motherfucker, you can't just sit there and just talk all this shit and don't think people not going to come see you eventually.
I want to give a special shout out right now to Lana Del Rey for getting it. Azalea Banks told that bitch straight up, pull the fuck up. You know the address. Ooh, bitch.
She went hard about it.
Yeah. Like, people are, I'm sick of all these Twitter motherfuckers on Twitter talking shit and all that. Like, just come see me and fight and we can be done with it.
But they not gonna do it.
Because it's a bunch of bitches that's all entitled from online. It's like, because nothing will ever happen to them. You know, people forgot what on site means. Like, on site means on site. Like, if I see you at a basketball game, I'm gonna punch you in the face. If I see your ass at your kid's PTA meeting, I'm gonna punch you in the face. If I see you at fucking Greater Grace Church, bitch, I'm gonna punch you in the face. Like, that's how it's supposed to happen.
Before or after the plate is passed?
After the, before the plate. After the sexual harassment.
Okay, I'm about to say, Jesus. Let the pastor get his bands up before you just ruin this.
His bands and his hands.
Yeah, let him get his bands up before you ruin the whole.
Bands and his hands up.
Bands and his hands up before you go ahead and just kick everybody out the congregation.
But yeah, like, motherfuckers supposed to come see you and you supposed to fight. That's what's supposed to happen.
It used to be 3 o'clock. Remember that?
Yeah, like, I'll meet you
outside. You pick a destination.
Now it's 3 o'clock, meet you on Instagram Live.
Man, don't nobody fight no more in the era.
We're gonna hash this out with words.
Right. I'm about to have hashtag, I'm gonna beat your ass. Come on there.
In the era of the school shooter, don't nobody fight no more.
Hey.
Mostly just people getting jumped.
That's trash, too.
That's cheating.
It is cheating.
Well, that's not fair.
That's whack. Only people that need to get jumped is like fucking child molesters and niggas, rapists, like community beat they ass. I don't got a problem with that. But if it's just a problem between this person and that person, this bitch fucked her man and I want to beat this bitch up, let them fight. What's wrong with that?
That was probably the sweetest thing from that Jackson family movie where
Joe
forced them niggas to get them gloves.
Who was it Jermaine?
It was Tito and somebody else.
And then he ran
y'all
back.
Y'all want to fight? Y'all going to fight.
Then he ran back and told his mama, he was like, it worked. It worked.
I won.
I wasn't no whole ass nigga.
I wasn't. You'd be surprised.
No, you'd be surprised. Yeah.
Like, I actually beat somebody ass. I can't believe it. Like, fighting in today's society is so shunned and looked at like it's so animalistic.
Well, they got more stuff to worry about. Like, we used to just have to deal with maybe a little shame. And then it would die down.
When you get your ass whooped, now
it's on WorldStar. You can save it to your history.
YouTube.
It's on YouTube. You might go viral.
Every year it hops up on your timeline reviews.
Yeah. Swayed the remix can tag God. You in the
you
shit.
You have to live with the embarrassment now.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Right. They got so much shit to fear now.
Your ass whooping going viral.
Yeah, that's why they all like, man, I'd just rather go to the gun because I don't want to lose.
But then you shoot a nigga and go viral. So
you don't want Swayed the remix God having your ad libs and you getting your shit stomped in.
You turn it to an IG video. Yeah, you're right about that. But still, I wish we can go back to that a little bit. Like, it is ratchet.
I think we should go back to that.
It is ratchet seeing people fight in the streets. But sometimes, you know, motherfuckers got to get their ass beat.
10 fights is, what was I about to say? 100 fights is better than one shooting.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. But you know what? One thing, like male fights versus female fights, like men fights, you're just fighting, it's over. Women fights, like, leave lasting marks on their faces, try to kill each other.
That's because it's no chill. They be letting, like, typically when two dudes are fighting and people realize, like, all right, it's a clear and decisive winner, people will literally step in and intervene like, that's enough. I've seen hundreds of people standing around while women are going at it on some true savage shit. No one ever steps in to stop the shit.
But that's because people we want to see.
Fucked up shit.
Yeah, people want to see
like
titties sometimes.
Pulling hair. Like, pulling hair. Yeah, that's not a fight. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, like, man, we just want to, I ain't going to lie, I be waiting for a titty to pop out sometime.
Titties is great in women fight.
Jesus.
It is.
It's always great. Don't look at us like that.
I'm just being honest. I mean, that's why they last so long and dudes don't want to break it up. They be like, come on, titty.
I don't think I've ever been in a fight where a titty's popped out.
Really?
Oh, you gotta go. You gotta go full savage for a titty pop out.
You gotta be in Detroit in the summertime. Yeah. See some ratchets.
Or in a strip club on the wrong day.
Oh, yeah. This bitch stole my money off the floor. Bitch, I ain't steal shit.
I think all big girls' titties pop out naturally when they fight.
Well, you know what I don't like? I don't like fat chicks that ain't got titties. Like, why you fat? I was serious.
Well,
we still love our BBW listeners.
I mean, according to Villa, you ain't a BBW if you ain't no titties.
If you ain't got no titties. I don't even know if that exists.
I don't know. I've never seen that. What's worse, to be a big girl with no titties, or to be a tall nigga with a little dick? Which one is worse?
At least you can't tell.
Yeah, with the tall complex, yeah, they can't tell instantly.
You can't tell. You got
so you can kind of finesse them.
You can get bitches until, you know.
Do I get a vote on this?
Yeah, please.
Little dick's just disappointing, especially if you're tall.
I can understand that, but I'm just saying you can get them in there.
Like 6'2", 3 inches? Nah.
Yeah, I'm talking about
that's embarrassing.
He can at least get some head.
Take yourself home.
He can get a wet face.
No, ain't no bitch about
at least
to
if a girl has small tits, like, you know up front. If a guy has a small dick, you don't know until it's too late.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's the beauty
that's
of it,
the problem. Yeah, that's the problem. Like, she can be fat and have no titties, and then, like, she not going to get no action.
Yeah.
But this tall nigga.
Because he's 6 foot. Yeah.
I'm 6'4".
No, he's got a point.
I'm a big lanky nigga. I'll meet you
at
the club.
He can sell it up a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm about to get fucked. And then you take him home.
No,
and
just the image of some tall, gumpy nigga asking the bitch to get on a stepladder to give him some head for his micro pain, nigga.
Hilarious. But you know what's funny?
Hilarious.
Some chicks will probably be like, oh, it ain't that bad. He's still tall, just so they can flaunt around this 6 foot giant.
We look good in pictures.
We look good in pictures. And my baby's gonna look good.
He'll have a little dick, but he gonna look good.
Some chicks be like, it ain't that bad.
I
noticed that you said my baby and not our baby.
Right.
Thank you.
I can wear heels with him when we out in public.
That's horrible, man.
My girl might try to fuck him.
But he ain't got a big dick, so she don't care.
All right, I'm done.
She gonna be mad, too. We gonna be two mad bitches together.
Why is it? What is it about big girls with no titties that make you so mad?
Nah, because like I said, like first of all, you fat. So, like, the fat's supposed to go somewhere. Titties ain't nothing but fat. So, it's like, why you old titties ain't fat? What's wrong?
Maybe she might have a titty disorder.
Like, I think that bitch was squeezed like some toothpaste. Like something happened. She sleep wrong. Like if she slept better, the fat would go in the right places.
I'm trying to visualize, and I've never seen it.
She need to be massaged.
Hey, look at that.
What? Somebody sent us a message.
Stop saying stuff.
It's like, just stop.
It's on BBW, like, bitch, Jesus. I got titties.
Shut up, dog. Nah. I'm actually want to.
You going to read the message over here?
I'm going to try to.
It sounds like a fail. It sounds like a media fail.
It's already.
Our sponsorship is already. Well, we lost the BBW community. And all the small titty big girls, right, we definitely lost them.
All the small titty big girls, somebody love you out there. So,
except Villain.
You good.
Villain don't want you.
Look, I don't got a problem with you. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I can't find it.
You got to have ass. You got to, like, have one or the other. Like, chicks that ain't got either one,
right,
then it usually be a problem. Yeah. Like, dude.
If you ain't got, I think if you got at least have one out of three.
What's the third? What you mean three?
The face.
Oh, face, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about face.
Yeah, face with the main one that's important.
Yeah, just have, like, if you cute, like, somebody like you, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think, but you know what, man?
Niggas talk to anything nowadays.
I was about to say, it don't matter sometimes.
Niggas will fuck a bag full of bologna.
If it's there.
If it's there.
Yeah, if it's there.
Niggas will fuck a bologna bag. It's a couple niggas out here with bologna bag baby mamas. Like, no lie. No lie.
Why is that? Like, it'd be like so.
Because,
like,
niggas lazy. They too lazy to pull out.
Like, they'll be with some top tier chicks, and then you look at their baby mama, you be like.
No, they talk top tier shit. They talk top tier shit, but they fucking these troglodytes.
And I mean, I think it's a people thing, because it's not exclusively limited to. No, I'm versed and hip with the words. So.
He just tried to scan over it. That's good. I wish we did scan over it. We'll go ahead.
Let's just go.
I was just about to say, it's a people thing, because you know you got dudes out here with medium ass baby moms, despite all the I be fucking down hoes game, and then you got bras with, you know what I'm saying, broke bum nigga baby daddies, and it just be like. Like, why do you always need help? I thought you had everything. Broke ass nigga. Why?
People,
ma'am, you let this man stick his raw penis inside of you knowing he didn't have a car. Now.
Just because he's 6'4".
Just because he's 6'4".
And he's tall and lanky.
Now, there's a time to be angry, and there's a time for you to be honest.
It's a time to heal. There's also a time to heal.
No.
Gotta heal, bitch.
No. 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 There's no time to
just leave, bitch. Like that's next.
Shout out to the homie Shampoo, man. I low key, so I just found out that Shampoo had a fucking he has a show. And I missed out
on. He does have a show?
He does have a show.
What's the show called?
It's called, like, hold on.
Look it up right now.
Is it called Hill Again?
No, it's not. It's called The Quiet Room, Ash.
The Quiet Room. Oh, okay.
The irony of a nigga that yell all day.
I'm about to say, that nigga be loud as fuck.
Y'all gonna put some respect on my nigga Shampoo.
I fuck with Shampoo. I fuck with Shampoo. Fall back, Shampoo.
My nigga shit bang Shammy, dog.
Motherfuckers make bad decisions and they don't have no accountability. That's the problem, man.
Yeah, like, come on now. Like, discretion. Like, whenever you engage and some reckless sex. Like, I'm not talking about all you square ass niggas out there that's out here planning your dates and making sure that all the provisions are there and all. I'm talking about you reckless sex having motherfuckers.
Talking about the pull and pray.
I want you to look at this person that you about to attempt to pull and pray maneuver with and say, is this a person I want to dedicate 18 years of my life to?
Ain't gonna matter, cause the Hennessy will talk for him.
Oh, hell no.
Don't do it, man.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, was it Andre Drummond? This nigga, both of his baby, both of his girlfriends, quote unquote, allegedly girlfriends, have come out and said that they're both pregnant at the same time. First of all, how did you two bitches get synchronized? Synchronized motherhood?
Know. They looked the same. They probably sisters.
They probably was like, girl, we gonna get this back. They probably paid. They probably prayed together.
Yeah.
You know, just like how the strippers do in
prayed
the back.
Together.
They be praying in a circle.
Who were?
who? Playboy.
I just want to know what deity to which those young women were praying to. I'll just say
the slut god. Come on, man.
They was praying to Amber Rose.
Come on, whatever the god is the slut god. The slut god.
Ain't that Aphrodite?
They were sitting in the back with their big belts and their Gucci bags, and they were just like, "Come on, girl!
Come on, girl!
We gonna get a Camaro.
Let's pray for rain.
Let's pray for it."
So, if there's a slut god, what's the slut devil? Like a decent chick? Is that just like,
yeah?
Oh god. Michelle Obama.
She does it.
Stop home.
Like Bible school teacher. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do this.
You don't want to do this. Mm. Nah, keep your pussy to yourself, girl. Jesus.
The other girl's like, we're going to make him love you forever.
Oh, geez. Whatever. Whatever.
That's the only. Because
that's the only.
That's the slut guy.
That's the voice of the slut guy.
That's the old hoe boy.
She's like, go ahead, girl. Just poke holes in the condom.
That's Malboja right there. Old Scratch.
Malhoja.
Old Scratch. Old Scratchy Pants.
Oh, God.
They're like, go ahead, girl. It ain't going to matter.
Crusty.
Tonight's the night I feel it.
No. Oh, no.
That's the
cringe. Go cringe.
Go through his phone.
That's
girl.
The voice of a bitch that sound like she know how to cook.
Oh, trash.
That's the voice of a bitch that sound like she know how to cook a mean neck bone plate. I ain't gonna lie to you.
She got the saddlebag arm.
Get the password to his Facebook.
No. My precious.
Let's get pregnant at the same time.
No.
We're gonna trap him.
We're gonna trap together.
Now, my thing is.
I'm my using that is, voice this whole week.
It's my favorite as well.
The first thing that you do after you get $100 million, villain was the one. So it's things that you see online that you want to ascribe to your friends because it sounds like some shit they would say. Somebody said, "What's the first thing you do after you get $100 million?" And somebody was like, "I'm jagging off."
Yeah, you gotta beat
off.
Because
I need that post nut clarity before I do some stupid shit.
Oh wow.
I beat off before I do a lot of shit.
And I was like, that sounds like some shit villain would say.
I do that. I need to, you know.
Wait. So, that's how you make your best decisions?
Yes.
I can't fault the logic.
Because
how did you get to that? That's
okay.
That's just weird.
This is the first way I got to it.
We're gonna because, and explain.
Like when you don't,
is ejaculatory
like,
wisdom.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
My beat logic. Okay. Like before, you want to talk to bitches when you horny, right? You be okay. Like, oh shit, you rolling through the ground. You be like, I should text this bitch. Look at her. But then if you go beat off and you be like, come back, you be like, I don't like this bitch no more. Like, you don't even want to talk to certain people, certain chicks, after you already finished the job. You know what I'm saying? So
that
it makes you smarter.
Makes
it makes you smarter.
Yeah, because you have no pressure now.
Yeah. So you do a lot of stupid shit when you all riled up. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. Let me go, you know, get this out, relax, come back. With a, you know, open
a clear mind.
Yeah, and I make a rational decision. Hmm. That's how I make a lot of my decisions.
I used to make it off of just stupid reasons, but
yeah,
I used to flip a coin. I still flip a coin, actually. I still flip.
My God, nigga.
I know, right? It's bad. But
it's
no,
so
when
random.
I ran out, like when I just run out of logic,
yeah.
I flip a coin. I still do it. Like, I'll be like, I don't know what I should do. I'll be like, fuck it.
Because look. Even when you
that's my theory.
Even when you like go out and like fuck random chicks and shit, right? After you get done and you land in the bed next to them, you be like, I don't even want this bitch here no more.
It's kind of like when you jack off to porn and then you're like, I don't even want to watch porn.
Yeah,
no more.
You kind of feel like, why did I just do that?
Yeah.
Imagine being that disgusted after you ate a plate of food. Would you question the shit that you eating?
Sometimes, like, after I ate a bunch of Taco Bell, I'd be like, why did I just do that? I could have ate a salad.
I used to feel like that with Tex-Mex. Like, I'd be like, I'd eat it, and I'd be like, why did I eat this? Knowing I'm about to shit for, like, a week.
See, they tell you, a lot of nutritionists tell you, before you eat something, drink a bunch of water. And if you drink the water and you still hungry, then eat it.
Mm.
If you drink the water and you don't want it no more, you weren't hungry in the first place.
That sound like a hell of a motherfucking psych trick. Nigga ain't had shit to eat in 3 days. Go ahead and drink a gallon of water, nigga.
I ain't say a gallon.
That sound like some UNICEF shit. That's what they tell them kids in the motherfucking loser countries.
Hey. Loser countries.
Wow.
What countries are the loser countries?
Yes, break that down.
Apparently, anything other than America. And apparently that's limited to the motherfucking United States because Canada and Mexico are.
So who's the biggest loser, you think?
What's the biggest loser
who's
country?
Who's the biggest loser?
America.
Right. They psyched everything out.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. The fuck you talking about?
Hey, who's number two? Who's number two?
Number two to America? Probably,
number two?
Probably Britain.
I was about to say that.
I was about to say UK. Yeah, so UK or...
The motherfuckers conquered the whole world for spice and got the blandest motherfucking cuisine on the planet. Hold this L, Britain.
They fought all in wars and don't even use the shit they fought for.
Hold this L for the Scottish, the Irish, and all the other motherfuckers
that wear dresses.
Ain't even so much wear dresses.
And I ain't even included.
Shout out to the Scottish, the Irish, the Welsh, and everybody else that's like non-British Brits, I guess. Non-English?
English?
Yeah, there
we go. I was about to say English.
All the non-English Brits.
In Georgia, not Atlanta.
No. That actually provide the motherfucking culture.
Never Atlanta.
Georgia, not Atlanta. Georgia.
Fuck Atlanta.
I'm with you on that.
Off top.
I'm with you.
Fuck Atlanta. Y'all are the only city in American history to be willfully burned, not once, but twice, because y'all deserve that shit.
You talking about STD?
Third time's the charm.
You talking about the STD?
No.
Stats?
Oh. When there was...
The city was why is that synonymous though?
Why did you just assume it was
why do we bring up Atlanta?
Because
that's the first thing
burnt.
You think.
He said burnt.
Because it's a huge
he's right, but why do you
right.
think
he said burnt. Burnt.
Burnt. Burnt.
Shout out to my nigga General Sherman.
Or dead.
Shout out to my nigga General Sherman predicting the future and burning the motherfuckers. Sherman tried to warn you motherfuckers the first time where he burnt that bitch down, but y'all want to rebuild it.
Rebuild Atlanta, baby.
And Freak Nick and the current
hey, man.
Landscape
I like
of
Nick.
Atlanta. That's why Atlanta.
So you just saying Atlanta just got a long history of fuckery? That's
yes.
What you're trying to say?
Oh, okay. I mean, but it's technically, is that the only Negro town that we have left?
It's becoming that way because Detroit is getting Detroited.
I'm thinking like that's the only place where where a nigga could be a nigga,
right?
Like I feel like a Mecca.
You know what? If Atlanta's your last refuge, it's time to give up the cause, nigga.
Fair.
I mean, it's not gonna be here in Detroit.
Damn sure ain't gonna be.
Ain't gonna
here
be here.
Detroit.
Yeah, well, we almost
look. We got enough birds and all type of lofts, new lofts getting built. They gonna be here.
They gonna price us out. They already starting to
too
do
many
it.
Niggas jogging. That's the problem.
Detroit has a jogging. Special place.
Stop, goddamn bicycle.
Detroit has a special place in my heart because I'm a big fan of juxtaposed fuckery, and there's nothing better than $100,000 lofts literally around the corner from a crack house.
Crack houses. And then, like, you know, if it's a it's around the corner, they gotta call it crack houses with
yeah.
Q.
Q with the Q and an umlaut and an
it's crackhead chic.
No, it's vintage.
Vintage crack.
Vintage crack.
With a Q and an umlaut.
I mean, Detroit's cool, but Detroit's garbage.
Detroit is garbage.
It's not coke. It's not crack. It's Diet Coke.
Okay. You're done.
Diet Pepsi.
Diet Coke. Diet Pepsi would be meth.
Yeah. Diet Pepsi.
I mean, are we that far off?
Nah, they spray that shit on after accidents on the road. They spray Coca-Cola to clean off the fucking road. So fucking
clean the blood off the gravel. True.
You can clean toilet bowls with it.
You heard about Coke.
Shit makes it great with alcohol, though.
The marijuana-infused Coke that's supposed to be coming out.
Oh, no, that's it. Like,
oh, I'm down.
I can't fuck with. Man, look, they trying to legalize weed so the government can. I had to get that bill to my homie, Mott's out there. I hope you listening. Mott's put everybody up on game, but ain't nobody been listening to Mott's when he dropped jewels as per usual. And
people don't listen to Mott's.
No, I don't about to say he's. That need to be in
the government
bunker.
Wants to fucking legalize weed so they can sell everybody Reggie, nigga.
Oh yeah, it's gonna sell whack weed to us.
The minute anybody out there old enough to remember when there was actually decent Reggie before everything was Kush? When everything became Kush, it gave niggas license and liberty to sell niggas fuck shit and get away with it. Kush, dog. Sure it is.
Sure it is. It doesn't matter.
This shit is bammer as fuck.
You don't know the difference because you don't care. That's the sad part.
You got to care. The only nigga more reckless than that is the niggas that buy the Rellos before they got the weed in their
hand. It's going to happen if you buy it.
I wanted to punch them niggas, dog.
Because it's like there's nothing more disappointing than knowing you can't crack the seal on that pack.
That nigga got faith.
He got faith. Got faith in the weed, man.
Yep. Faith in the weed seed.
Until about 25 minutes rolled by.
That nigga looking, really not coming.
He not really coming.
He really not coming.
That nigga in the back smoking my shit.
Nah. I'll tell you what the weed man doing. The weed man is on his way catching a bus across the city to go fuck somebody's girlfriend.
To sell his mixtape.
Shout out to the niggas cash apping the weed man the money, and he going to take the money and go fuck his girlfriend with your weed.
He probably going to take
it. He catching the bus over there, too, because he ain't got no whip.
Yeah.
Just on top. It is your girlfriend, you know.
Just to be clear, he is bust down to your chick.
Because your chick fucking niggas that ain't got cars.
I mean, that's the standard, though. That's the standard.
Or bank accounts because he cash after shit.
So, okay. So, I need, like, all my guests. I need everybody that's out there listening to me right now. What do y'all think of a nigga that's over 25 and ain't got a bank account? Please comment right now. So we can look at these shits.
I don't even think it matters at that point.
Bro.
25. They don't even care, probably. They be like, it don't matter.
So a 25-year-old right now, back in the day, was probably like, had the mental capacity of a 19-year-old back when we were?
Mm-hmm.
Because I always equate shit to like Biggie and Tupac. Biggie died at like 24, 25. 24. They both died 24. Around the same age. Like, you look at back what a 25-year-old was back then to what a 25-year-old is now, it's a lot different. Because they was like grown men, and they was 25. You'd be like, this nigga like 40. Nah, he 25. Nowadays, 25-year-olds are like kids.
I blame the internet.
He's just a kid. That nigga ain't no goddamn kid.
6'9", 25 years old.
I mean, on paper, he shouldn't be a kid, but I get what he's saying. Like they not ready.
Yeah, the brain function is not ready. Already developed like it used to be. It's just a mental block or something like that.
No, I agree with that. I think they just not ready and they
arrested development.
Or they haven't had enough they should have had enough experience.
They don't leave the house.
But they don't
do
nothing.
These motherfuckers don't leave the house.
Yeah. Then they got, like I said, it's the internet, social media. They stay behind the screen all day.
It's the know-it-all generation.
Filters.
Niggas know everything. I'm sick of seeing them motherfucking posts. They never taught me how to pay taxes in school. And they never taught me common sense shit. They didn't teach me about using a rubber to fuck bitches in school. Some shit is just common sense, my niggas.
Yeah, I shouldn't teach you how to not.
But you'd be surprised, man. Them dudes, see, the internet is the curse to them because they don't believe in mentorship or nothing like that.
Yeah, that shit's sad.
Yeah, they don't want to listen to no nigga older than them.
Like, you'll be like, man, I'm trying to tell you I've been here longer than you. And they're like, nah, fuck that. I Googled
old
it.
Old nigga. Old ass already old nigga. Googled it, nigga.
Already Googled it, nigga. They got 3 links on YouTube.
Google been around since I've been alive.
Worldstar is my source of news.
Believe in brother polite ass niggas.
Okay. What time is it?
Right. Future said I don't need to do that.
I believe in Future.
I believe in Future.
Any nigga that believe in Future cannot be trusted. Y'all believe
Future lit. I don't give a fuck.
Y'all, hold on.
I swear, Vezo.
Hold on, listen. Do you believe Future? Or are you just a fan of the music?
I just like the music.
Exactly.
I don't believe Future, no.
Any nigga that's out here staking his entire belief system on a nigga advertising the lifestyle of a drug addict and doesn't do any drugs himself.
No, I don't do that.
It's a whole generation. It's a whole generation of niggas getting killed in speeding crashes chasing parked cars. I don't feel sorry for none of you niggas. I ain't gonna lie to you. Off top.
This was the most rambly show I've ever been a part of.
I mean, this is a bunch of
ran it this whole show. This was great.
This is a bunch of old niggas talking. But I mean, you know,
Blanigan.
Habib gave us all the strength in the world. Alhamdulillah, praise the Most High.
Yeah, he beat his ass. That's all I
care just
about.
Love his technique, man. He was just on his ass. He stayed on him all consistently through the fight. Beat him in his special territory.
Hell Zangief.
He brought him down to his level.
He did.
I like it.
So before we leave, I do want to ask everybody out there to please tune in Friday. Friday is when we actually record the season 2 finale at the Common Pub at Wayne State University. Everyone will be showing up around 7 or 8 o'clock. Podcast starts at 9. Please show up, because after that, there will be no more adage for at least a month.
Yeah, about a month.
So, I'm going to miss you guys.
I know you're going to miss me. We definitely going to miss you too.
Except for you. See, I'm kidding. I had one last chance.
We almost got out of here alive.
Almost.
Almost.
So yeah,
I'll be here when you guys come back.
We looking forward to seeing you again. For everybody else, please like, share, and subscribe as always.
Hit the reminder.
This is the last Tuesday at 9. So check us out on Friday. Feel free to show up. If not,
we'll be at Common Pub at Wayne State University.
Check our Facebook page and our Instagram for any other information. Everything is there. If you can't make a Friday, we'll be airing the episode on Tuesday as planned. Want to thank y'all for coming out, showing us all this love during the season.
Man,
want to
give
a round of applause to Ginger.
Round of applause. We want to thank the
fans. Oh, we clapping for her. I thought we were clapping
for her.
We're clapping for the engineer, but we keep clapping. We want to thank the fans for season 2.
Yeah,
I mean, this has been a great, great season. I mean,
yeah.
Hella step up from the first one.
Hella step up.
Hella
step up. Shout out to Detroit Podcast for hosting this. This fucktacular.
And not being too mad at our ratchet asses.
I know.
Crazy.
Not getting sick. Ain't killed us yet. I know he probably like, man, get these niggas out of here.
Yeah.
Please.
You don't know the things I've heard.
I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, he want to square up?
He's like, I can already see it. He's like, ugh. God. These Hattage motherfuckers. Oh, hey.
Until next time, man.
Oy vey. Oy vey.
Oh, my God. This has been the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the Villain.
Macho Samson.
And I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight.